Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yes, we do. We cook on that Goodwin smoker, and we love it, man. That is the ultimate smoking machine in my book. Barbecue Bob has taught me how to cook on that thing, and I tell you what, the results are fantastic. You ought to get down one of our remotes sometime and watch us fire that thing up. But you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're at the Ultimate Sports Show. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks, Jop. And the Goodwin smoker is awesome. My chuck wagon right now is up at the Rockford Community Event, the Rockford High School. Rockford Ace Hardware is using it, and we brought in crazy old Gene Cox from Ace of Hearts. He's up there smoking his buns off right now on my chuck wagon, and they're feeding 10,000 people. So if you're in the Rockford area, go down to the Rockford Community Event and say hi to Gene. Give him a high five. Man, yeah. Traveled all the way from Topeka.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Speaking of feeding a lot of people, we're lucky enough to have Chef Jeff Dewey with us right now. Jeff is a partner and a friend of the Grilling Guys. We had our first grilling club on Wednesday night. I wasn't there, but I know you were, Jeff. And Bob and Chaz from Schmoes, you guys had a great time.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time out there. It was great.
You made a great hors d'oeuvre while we were there, and you got to cook on my tech for the first time. What'd you think of that?
I'm loving it. Where's the tech right now?
It's in my garage.
Your garage. Yeah.
So. Well, tell us about that. There were wonderful little chicken wraps you made with bacon.
Yeah, we did some chicken wraps. We took a chicken breast, and what we did, we had some great smoked bacon, home-smoked, and we put some brown sugar in there, a little bit of cumin, chili morita, which is a dried red jalapeno and smoked, and a little bit of cumin, wrapped them up and grilled them on the grill. They just turned out great.
Did you hear that? That was so simple, but I'm telling you, the 35 or so folks that were there gobbled those things up. That's the first thing we threw on the grill, and that tech just did them beautifully because that bacon crisped up. The chicken was moist.
Yep.
Wasn't that phenomenal?
It was great. It was wonderful.
And that sugar and the pepper and cayenne and, the cumin was, what a beautiful combination.
Yeah,
that's easy.
You know, I think we need to get that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com. It's probably one of his secret recipes, but I'm going to guilt him into giving it to us right now.
That's fine. It'll be up there.
It was just over the air. I don't think it's too secret anymore. You and your secrets.
Well, it's all quantity, baby. You know, how much cumin do you put on there versus brown sugar? That's the deal, because you can really smoke something up, make it too hot to eat if you get the wrong combination of seasonings. That's the magic.
Yeah, and is it cumin or cumin? I say it both ways. I never know.
Like cumin, but that's me. You know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Okay. Well, we'll look for that on the recipe, but don't look today, because when we're done here, Jop and I are strolling through this man club. It's just a freaking crazy place. There's so much stuff to look at down here. It's toy heaven if you're a guy. I see a lot of women down here, actually, too, but I will not get that on the website, because after Jop and I go on a little shopping spree here, I'm cruising up to Quinn and Tui's. It is St. Patrick's Day, so top of the morning to you, everybody out there. And your response is rest of the day to yourself.
Yeah. But, yeah. Jeff, so tell me, what is your favorite grilled item? I know you do a lot of catering around town, and probably the grill is such an easy tool to use. Last time we were with you, you made those little, I think they were dates with blue cheese in them.
Yeah, we did some stuffed dates with Stilton cheese, and we wrapped a little bacon around those as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And grilled those off, and, yeah, the flavor is just phenomenal. You got that sweet, salty thing going on. It's just, boy, that's great.
Now, what do you call your business?
Two Chives.
Two Chives. And how do people find you? If this guy can cook, okay? If you like good grilled food, if you want to hire a dude for a get-together you're having, this is the guy right here.
Yeah, I tell you what we can do, we can put a link up on your website if you want. We can do something like that, or they can just look me up on the web or Facebook me. That's great.
All right. Do you have a website?
Yep, twochives.com.
Twochives.com. Okay, if you're having an event, if you got a graduation party, this is the guy you want to bring in, because he's easy on the crowd. Okay, he's going to make them all happy. And he's friends with Chaz, too, so he might even have a little cooler full of schmoes with him.
Yeah, maybe we can bring some beer in there, some root beer for the kids.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. We've had a great time with you at the grilling clubs. Our next one is out at Sobey's Meats, and hopefully you can join us out there and continue this great tradition of feeding the grilling club members great food.
By all means. Yeah. It's April 18th, okay? Put that on your calendar. April 18th, and it's going to be at Sobey Meats. It's on Remembrance, and if you've never been to Sobey Meats, cruise in there and check the place out. It's Meat Haven. What this thing is to sports toys, Sobey is to meats.
Got it.
So,
sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much. That's Chef Dewey. And the dude can throw down on the grill. He was falling in love with that tech.
Hey, I tell you what, it's easy to do because the technology is amazing. It's radiant heat, guys. It's infrared heat. There's no hot air blowing by anything that you're cooking. It's an amazing technique. I was skeptical when Bob first showed it to me, but the proof is in the taste. It's amazing how everything comes off that thing. Juicy, flavorful, nothing's dried out ever.
Those little chicken hors d'oeuvres he made were so juicy inside. And the dude was falling in love with my grill. I had to, like, we like had a little tussle in front of the grill. I had to, like, push him out of the way. A little shoving match endured, and anyway, I won. So.
Hey, Bob, let's talk a little bit about this Fallen Heroes memorial that you've got going on there. They got a golf outing coming up this summer, don't they?
They do. It's the third annual Fallen Heroes golf outing. The Fallen Heroes Memorial Foundation and Memorial Fund. It's going to be the third annual. It's at North Kent Golf Course. It's going to be August 11th, okay?
Save your date right there.
Save your date, okay? It's an 18-hole scramble. It starts at 12:30 p.m. tee-off time. There's dinner to follow. It's $65 a person. And what a good cause. You can call Dan Brown at 616-292-8767. I'm going to put this on the website. It probably won't go up till tomorrow because I'm heading to Quinn and Tui's after I'm out of here.
It is St. Paddy's Day, and it's a great day. It's going to bump up against 80 degrees outside. It's St. Patrick's Day. We're at the Ultimate Sports Show. Can there be any other reason for you to get out of your house, off the couch, either into your backyard or jump in your car and come down here to downtown Grand Rapids, because this is the big boy toy show
it
down
is.
Here, man.
Our one of our great sponsors, Allen Bobs, is down here. They have a big booth. Allen Bobs, they are sportsmen serving sportsmen. This is their mecca right now. They've got a huge crowd in front of their booth right now. Scott was supposed to come over and join us, but he's buried with fishermen right now, hitting on them for fly rods and
stuff.
The
fish are hitting in the Allen Bob booth.
They are.
That's fantastic.
What's coming up next, Job?
Well, coming up next, we've got our friend Joe Thomas from Reel In the Outdoors TV.
Ooh.
This guy's pretty cool. He's had an outdoor TV show for a long time. And then we're going to back him up with a guy named Steve Francis from Country Smokehouse Meats. And what Steve does is he's going to teach us how to field dress our venison properly so that by the time it gets to your grill, it's in the best shape it can be. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.